Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of AI related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today, we bring another special guest. His name is Alex Ryan, and he's the co-founder and CTO of Refundify, which is one of the solutions out there that help you figure out all the reimbursement for your Amazon business. We all know that Amazon is not a perfect machine. They do some mistakes in the back end. And you want to make sure that you use the right solution to, you know, recover some of the money that belongs to you. But unfortunately, if you don't have a solution in place, you're just leaving money on the table. And that's why I wanted to bring Alex to the episode today, because he's going to tell us a little bit about himself, the company, and of course, some of the tips that you can start implementing today to make sure that, you know, that money goes back to your pocket. So, Alex, pleasure to have you on the show today. How you doing, my friend?
Very well, Vincenzo. Thank you very much for having me on, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. A pleasure. Pleasure is mine. So thank you so much for being here. I know today is going to be a very insightful conversation. Whenever Amazon sellers hear about the, you know, keyword money, they're interested. And I think today we're going to be talking a little bit about how we can bring some of that back to our table. But before we start with that, though, tell us a little bit about yourself. We know you have an interesting background. Then, of course, the company Refundify. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, cheers. So I've got kind of a background in tech. So a career in software engineering, mostly developing SaaS applications and a few different industries like hospitality tech, e-commerce, supply chain quality control. And then more recently in the past kind of year, working with Refundify, some more kind of in the Amazon space.
Good. Very nice. Very nice. So I think at the same time, that's actually a perk, I would say, because working on the development side, I'm sure now you've been able to dissect all the things that Amazon does in the back end that traditional sellers are not able to do. And you have found, you know, those gaps in terms of, you know, bringing your magic and make sure you bring that added value that sellers are missing to, you know, recover some of that money that Amazon owes. So tell us a little bit about Refundify, because I feel at the same time, reimbursement is something people know that exists, but at the same time don't really know how it works in terms of why does Amazon owe me money. Actually, Amazon is perfect. They are this perfect company, you know. So tell us a little bit about that.
Praise Amazon. So Amazon FBA reimbursement. So Refundify is kind of a fully managed reimbursement service, right? So what we do is, as you're saying, we go and get money back for FBA sellers. So I guess kind of what are reimbursements, right? As you said, Amazon isn't this perfect beast, right? Yeah. They're shipping 1.6 million packages a day or something, and mistakes happen. Yeah. When those mistakes happen, in their terms of service, they basically promise to reimburse you for any lost inventory, however that was lost, at retail price, right? Mm. So reimbursements, it's not only like a way of recovering your lost revenue, it's actually a way of boosting your profits, right? Because what we generally see is like an error rate of 1-3% of your revenue. So it's quite a lot. But then when we talk about in terms of profit, those numbers increase dramatically, right? Yeah. Because if your profit margin is like 30% and you've got an error rate of 3%, that's 10% of your profit that's lost.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know. It's huge. And I think at the end of the day, it's also a worse depending on the scale you operate at, because of course maybe 1-3% for a small store is not significant, but there's a lot of brands out there that are already in the 6-7 figure bracket, and we're talking dozens of dollars that could be sometimes an extra wage to have an expert in-house and help you with things that actually add to your business in terms of performance. So it's a huge loss for subsellers. Now I feel sometimes at the same time people don't really understand what leads to the issues with reimbursement. What I mean by that is, like, what are the issues that are happening in the back end that makes Amazon actually owe you money? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what are some of those mistakes that Amazon does.
Yeah, sure. So there's a whole range of different types of reimbursement types, right? And to kind of come up with a final number depends on how you categorize them and all the subtypes and everything. But the main kind of top level categories that we see are kind of warehouse issues. So that can be Amazon, you know, dropping some of your inventory and breaking it. They can lose it. They can dispose of it when they shouldn't be. It can be shipping issues. So maybe you send them 100 items, but they only check in 95.
Wow.
It can be mishandled returns, reimbursing customers they shouldn't be, incorrect FBA fees, a really wide range. And they kind of promise to reimburse these within different windows, right? So sometimes they'll only reimburse them up to 3 months, other times 6 or 9 or 18 months. Mm-hmm. So it's something you have to like watch all the time.
I know.
You get it back.
It's very technical. That's the thing, because and that's why I feel, as I said at the beginning, people have heard reimbursement, but when they hear a little bit about the technicality that gets involved in terms of if you want to figure out if Amazon owes you money or not, it becomes very challenging. So maybe, I don't know if you have some tips in terms of, you know, how you even go about identifying what are some of these items in terms of, you know, what Amazon actually owes you money for. Is there some kind of checklist you go through, like how you go to your seller central and kind of figure out this?
So there's quite a few, unfortunately. So if you're doing it yourself, there's a lot to do, but I can kind of take you through kind of one of the categories we look at, which is lost inbound, right? So this would be, so you've sent 100 items to Amazon, but they've only checked in 95 for you. So that means that 5 items have gone missing and they owe you those five items at retail price, right? So the way you can do that, you can check right now on your account, is go to your FBA shipments page, just filter by closed shipments, download that data, throw it into a spreadsheet program. And then you just want to create like a filter on the quantity sent and the quantity received. And you're looking for a negative number there. So basically you're missing, say, 5 items.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And there we go. We found a discrepancy, right?
Yeah.
Chances are, if you're a larger seller, you're going to end up with a whole bunch of your shipments looking like that, right? Yeah. And then essentially what you need to do is go back to that, the FBA shipments page, locate the shipment, head to the contents tab, and you'll see there's like a status column, and you can click in there and choose research missing units.
Mm.
And what you're doing is you're saying, hey, Amazon, look, you've made a mistake. And they're going to ask for like various documentation. And this depends on what kind of seller you are. Maybe they'll ask for invoices or packing slips. And then you need to basically just write down a concise description of the problem you see and what you're asking them to do. So in this case, like reimburse the lost inventory, and then raise that case.
I see.
And what's going to happen is they're going to say no, and they're going to reject your case. 9 times out of 10, they'll reject it. And then you've got to re-raise it, right? And they'll reject it again. You've got to re-raise it.
Wow.
And then eventually you'll get a result. And you'll either get money back in your account, or your inventory will be re-added to your account, and then you can sell that.
Yeah. So I guess at the same time, I mean, first of all, you know, it looks like a, you know, tedious task, and that's why the solutions such as Refundify that make it some streamlined. But at the same time, I can really start to see how sellers can get very frustrated with this, and just allow them sometimes to make mistakes in terms of how they handle reimbursement, right? Because then you start raising multiple cases, start calling Amazon, you start maybe doing things that you shouldn't be doing. So tell us a little bit about what some of those mistakes that you see actually is making the whole situation worse and actually is delaying the reimbursement, you know, essentially.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Like you say, there's so many different types that there's so many different mistakes you can make and so many places you can go wrong. But some of the big problems we see is not following up, right? Okay, so Amazon generally rejects the cases in the first instance, and lots of sellers will go, oh, okay, and then leave.
Yeah, because they know a couple of sellers are not going to bother, and they don't need to reimburse either.
Exactly. Yeah, it'll be cheeky, right? So what you need to do is just, if you're sure it's a valid case, re-raise it, right? And when they reject it again, raise it again. And as long as it is a valid case, they will reimburse that or find your inventory. So it's worth pursuing. The next thing, is just waiting too long, right? So I talked about different reimbursement types at different windows in which they're valid. So you need to be doing this at least every 2 months, or you're going to start losing money. So you do need to put a bit of time aside, like you're saying, there's a lot to do. So you should probably allow like 2 to 7 days, depending on the size of your account, every 2 months or so. So don't wait too long. Act or you are losing money.
Yeah, I think because I feel, and you briefly mentioned this at the beginning, there is also a limitation of how back you can go in time, right? In terms of look back to some of these cases. So I guess the more time you wait, it could be cases that actually you cannot fight anymore, right?
Exactly. So if they're expired, say 3 months for FBA fees, if you wait 3.5 months, 3 months and a day, you're not going to get that money back. It's just gone forever. And when you're selling kind of like high ticket items, that can end up being a lot of money, especially like the lost inbound or warehouse damaged or something like that. It can become a lot of money.
So now tell us a little bit about, how, for example, sellers can streamline this, because for example, some sellers might say, okay, I'm gonna try to figure out on my own, and maybe of course they manage to do it, but in reality, when the account starts to be very big and there's a lot of complexity in terms of, the type of reimbursements, the reality is sometimes you need experts like Refundify to come on board. So tell us how that process works, because maybe people, and it's actually wondering, okay, I actually want to connect my account with you guys, figure out how it works. So tell us a little bit about how the process looks like.
So if you're doing it yourself, like I said, there's just a lot. You need to actually learn how to do it, right? Or train someone to do it continuously as new types become available. So a fully managed service like Refundify, what we do is we take you through an onboarding process. It takes like 10 minutes of work. We get API access into your account through Amazon. So it's through Amazon's selling partner API, all managed by them. And then we just download these reports, we reconcile them, find all the issues, and then we've got ex-Amazon reps on the back end that are actually checking all these cases by hand, going and raising them with Amazon and following them up, right? So it's a very simple onboarding process. Then we'll just fully manage everything. And so far to date, we've already got back like over 4.5 million over the 3 years that we've been active. And that's kind of 2 years active as underseller Candy as a revenue recovery service, and then the last year under Refundify as kind of a tech-enabled service, a new brand.
Nice. Cool. Very nice. So now in terms of the way sellers will go about this, because I'm sure people is gonna ask this question, do you feel this is something that people can do only once? Let's say a seller has never done reimbursement. Do you feel this is something they can do once, like clean their account and then they can come back next year? Or you feel this is something they should be doing on a recurring basis? Like what is your, because some people might have that concern, like, oh yes, maybe I just have a clean house, then I wait a couple of months, I do another clean house. How often I should be doing this?
So you can do that. If you want to do it once a year, that's fine. But you do need to accept that you're going to be losing a lot of money doing that, right? Because like I say, the cases expire. Now, when we look at a new account, a fresh account that hasn't had any reimbursement activity, we can go back like 18 months at the longest. We did an audit a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. It came back as $177,000, right? So it's a larger seller, $177,000 found for this seller, right? And that money is going back into the account in like 2 to 3 weeks. It starts trickling in, right? If you leave it all this time, yes, you're going to get a huge amount back, but also there's a margin there that you're going to be losing because the cases are going to be expiring. So I would
Because
highly
some of the
recommend.
reimbursements have a smaller time from a section, essentially.
Exactly, exactly. Some 18 months, some 9, some 6, some 3, right? So I highly, highly recommend if you're going to do it yourself and you can, it's just going to take you a lot of time. But if you want to do it yourself, do it every 2 months at least.
Awesome.
Otherwise, you're going to
Cool.
lose money.
Now, talking about the approach you guys take at the end of the day, because there's so much technicality involved, I'm sure you guys have unique processes that maybe could be different from other teams out there in terms of also offering this solution. So tell us a little bit about what you feel like you guys bring to the table that's different from the solutions out there.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to say that our reimbursement service is completely unique beyond everyone else, but at its core, the reimbursement service is most of us are all doing kind of the same thing, right? We're getting the money back. We all cover kind of the same reimbursement type. Where we can differentiate ourselves is I mentioned Seller Candy before. Seller Candy is like a service that essentially replaces Amazon seller support.
Exactly.
And it's made up of all ex-Amazon reps. So because we have these two brands, no one else has this kind of relationship, right? So we can add extra services to Refundify completely for free. The one that we're really proud of is ASIN reinstatements or suspended listing reinstatements.
So which is the worst nightmare of every seller waking up, watching your email, your product details page is being removed. Oh my God.
Ouch. Right. Yeah, we've had sellers that their top ASIN has gone down and Amazon said, it's suspended, and they say why, and Amazon just doesn't tell them, right? Yeah, yeah, so they're losing out on huge amounts of money. So our agents then, you know, they're experts, they go in, they get it up and running again completely for free. We do this up to 4 times per year totally for free, and because our service is it's commission based, right? So that means that if we don't get any money back for you, you don't pay anything, but you still get those free ASIN reinstatements, right? No. So it's just like an epic bonus that no one else can offer. It's a huge value add.
Yeah, which to some extent you could even see as a reimbursement, because I mean, when you get your listing back and while you don't have it back, that's money you're losing. So essentially you recover some revenue.
Exactly, yeah, a huge amount. Your top ASIN goes down. That's bad news. That's painful. So yeah, fast.
Awesome. So now tell us a little bit about, you know, how people can get involved with you guys in terms of, you know, connecting, doing an audit. I know you guys have also free audit. So tell us a little bit about what in the first place you can get out of this audit, like what a seller should expect to see in terms of insight.
Yeah, yeah. So you can just head to refundify.io. So refundify.io.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And you can sign up for the free audit. So it's about, like I say, about 10 minutes of work. Essentially, you just grant us API access very fast. Add a user to our account, we accept it, and then you add specifically very limited permissions so that we can actually raise cases and check. And what we'll do completely for free, no credit card required, we'll go and reconcile all those issues in your account. We'll present you a detailed report with a breakdown of all the types and how much money you're owed. And if you go, ooh, yes, I'd like $100,000, then you enter in your card details and we go and get you that money into your account in like 2 to 3 weeks. So if you've never done reimbursements before, go and do an audit, see how much money you're owed.
There's nothing to lose.
To lose. And if you have a provider already, go and do an audit, check that they're doing a good job.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you want free ASIN reinstatements, then switch.
An extra ice cream, why not?
Yeah. Oh, can't go wrong.
That's good. Now, I guess to start concluding, we talk a lot in terms of, you know, the reimbursement words and everything, but I'm sure, and maybe there's something else in case there is, like you want to share, like, is there any last tip or advice you want to give regarding this topic that you feel Amazon sellers should be aware in 2024?
Yeah, I guess just to repeat, I guess, is just make sure you're doing this, right? If your profit margin is 20%, then this can be up to 15% of your profit that's being lost every month, every year. Like that's a huge amount of money. Don't wait. If you want to do it yourself and you don't want to go through us, fine. Do it.
Yeah.
If you want someone else to do it.
That's the learning from this episode. Like you have to do it regardless. Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to do it. Yeah. Otherwise, 15% profit boost or up to 15% for 10 minutes of work. I mean, can't really go wrong, can you?
I know. And I feel it's unfortunate because I feel the reason why most Amazon sellers lose money in this is because they're not educated about, you know, how they can even go about this and everything. And there's a ton of resources, even if you want to do it yourself out there, like, you know, you just figure out I guess the lesson is, yes, this is something that's definitely impacting your bottom line. And we know in 2024, like margins are getting tougher in Amazon, fees are going up. And if you, on top of that, also giving them free money, it's like, you know, you're going to have a struggle. So yeah, you're going to be on top of your game.
Absolutely. Got to be done.
Awesome, Alex. So in case people want to get in contact with you, you know, want to get started with Refundify, how people can find you and join?
Just head to refundify.io, get that free audit. We'll see how much money we can get back for you. If you want to get in contact with me, it's alex@refundify.io. I'm happy to chat.
Awesome, Alex. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And yes, for everybody watching and hearing this episode, please go down to the notes where we're going to leave all the information about Alex and Refundify. Other than that, lesson of today is, guys, make sure you don't give free money to them.
Get it back.
Yeah. Awesome, Alex. So thank you so much and have a nice one. Yeah. Let's keep in touch.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Vincenzo. Bye-bye. Cheers, mate.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by EcomC. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomc.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomc.